M104 recording length 15 minutes and 41 seconds. This recording was created using www.spokentext.net. Messier 104 Spiral Galaxy M104, and GC4594. Type PSI, in Virgo Sombrero Galaxy M104.jpg, right ascension 12, 40.0, H:M, declination 11, 37, Deg:M. Distance 50,000, Cli, visual brightness 8.0, Mag, apparent dimension 9x4, Arc Min, discovered by Pierre McCain in 1781, Messier 104, Million 104, and GC 4594, is numerically the first object of the catalog which was not included in Messier's originally published catalog. However, Charles Messier added it by hand to his personal copy on May 11th. 1781, and described it as a very faint nebula. It was Camille Flammarion who found that its position coincided with Herschel's HI.43, which is the Sombrero Galaxy, and GC4594, and added it to the official Messier list in 1921. This object is also mentioned by Pierre McCain as his discovery in his letter of May 6, 1783. William Herschel found this object independently on May 9th. 1784. This brilliant galaxy was named the Sombrero Galaxy because of its appearance. According to de Vaucouleurs, we view it from just 6 degrees south of its equatorial plane, which is outlined by a rather thick dark rim of obscuring dust. This dust lane was probably the first discovered by William Herschel in his great reflector. This galaxy is of type Psi SB, with both a big bright core, and as one can see in shorter exposures, also well-defined spiral arms. It also has an unusually pronounced bulge with an extended and richly populated globular cluster system. Several hundred can be counted in long exposures from big telescopes. Recent very deep photographs from the Anglo-Australian Observatory show that this galaxy has a very extended faint halo. This galaxy was the first one with a large redshift found by Vesto M. Slipher at Lowell Observatory in 1912. Its redshift corresponds to a recession velocity of about 1,000 km/sec. It is caused by the Hubble effect, i.e. the cosmic expansion. This was too fast for the Sombrero to be an object in our Milky Way galaxy. Slipher also detected the galaxies, then the nebulas, rotation. M104 is the dominating member of a small group of galaxies, the M104 group or NGC4594 group of galaxies. Messier 104 observations and descriptions discovered by Pierre McCain on May 11, 1781, independently rediscovered by William Herschel on May 9, 1784. Messier, M104, May 11, 1781 104, 12 H 28 meters 39s, 187 D 9, 42, 10 D 24, 49. Messier's handwritten note in his copy of the Connaissance des Temps for 1784, very faint nebula, seen by M. Kane on May 11, 1781, a position follows which agrees with Herschel's HI.43, according to Camille Flammarion, see below. M. Kane, in his letter to Burnley, May 6, 1783, on May 11, 1781, I discovered a nebula above the Raven Corvus, which did not appear to me to contain any single star. It is of a faint light and difficult to find if the micrometer wires are illuminated. I have compared it its position on this day and the following with Spica in the Virgin, and from this derived its right ascension 187 D 9, 42, and its southern declination 10 D 24, 49, the same position as in Messier's handwritten note. It does not appear in the Connaissance des Temps. William Herschel, HI.43. I.43, May 9, 1784, EVBM 5 or 6, L, extended elongated, very bright toward the middle, 5 or 6, long, from, notes to Sir W. Herschel's first catalog of nebulae and clusters, by J. L. E. Dreyer, Min, Scientific Papers, Volume 2, p. 295, 2nd obs., SW 819, March 11th. 1788 Me, from about 20 dB SP to NF, BN, 4 or 5, long, 49 Vrk P 27 meters 45 S 0 D 51. In 1784 the B place in the middle is PL, but breaks off abruptly. Second observation. Sweep 819, March 11th, 1788. Much elongated. From about 20 deep south preceding SW, to north following NU, brighter toward the nucleus, 4 or 5, long, 49 Vrg preceding W, 27 meters 45s, south 0 D 51. In 1784 the bright place in the middle is pretty large, but breaks off abruptly. John Herschel, 1833, H 1376. H 1376 equals I dot 43. Sweep 129, March 9th, 1828. Raw 12 H 31 meters 10 dot 9s. NPD 100 D 40, 19, 1830.0. Right ascension and north polar distance. VB, VME, in pose 2 deg MP to SF, VSMBM to a nucleus. 5, L, 30. BR, a B asterisk SP, there is a faint diffused oval light all about it, and I am almost positive that there is a dark interval or stratum separating the nucleus and general mass of the nebula from the light above, S of it, surely no illusion. See Fig 50, very bright, very much elongated, in position angle 2 deg north precedent and W, 2 south following say, very suddenly much brighter toward the middle to a nucleus, 5, long. 30, broad, a bright star south proceeding, there is a faint diffused oval light all about it, and I am almost positive that there is a dark interval or stratum separating the nucleus and general mass of the nebula from the light above, south of it, surely no illusion. See Fig 50, Appendix, Figure on Plate XIV, Figure 50, Number 1376, I 43, Raw 12 H 31 meters 11s, NPD 100 D 40, Fig 37, V 24 and GC 4565, and Fig 50, I 43104. The strong suspicion of a parallel appendage to the latter of these is almost converted into certainty by its undoubted existence in H, V 24 and GC 4565, in which it was seen by two other observers as well as by myself. But what are we to make of such an appendage? Must we consider it as an extreme exaggeration of the case of M64, Fig 27, in which the vacancy is extended up to almost the very extremities of the elliptic outline, in which case the nebula would come to be regarded as a flat annulus seen at a great obliquity, and having very unequal breadth and densities in its two opposite semicircles? Or must we admit the appendage to be a separate and distinct nebula, dependent, by some unknown physical relation, on its brighter neighbor? Plate XIV Figs 50, 67 includes I.43, M104, V.8, and GC 3628, V.1, and GC 253, 1065, H 875, 1066, V.43, M106, I.156, and GC 1023, I.210, and GC 4346, IV.42, and GC 676, I, 109, and GC 1201, II.600, and GC 7640, II.280, and GC 2695, IV.30, and GC 4861, I.55, and GC 7479, IV.2, and GC 2261, IV.66, and GC 2701, II.602, and GC 4571, and I.143, and GC 4900, long nebulae. The general form of elongated nebulae is elliptic, and their condensation towards the center is almost invariably such as would arise from the superposition of luminous elliptic strata, increasing in density towards the center. Smythe, CCCCLV 455, HI.43 CCCCLV 43 HI Virginis, R12 H31 meters 40s, DEC S10 D43.7 mean epoch of the observation. 1837.25 March 1837, with a drawing, a lucid white elliptical nebula, between the Virgin's right elbow and the Raven, in an elegant field of small stars, discovered by W. H. William Herschel, in May, 1784, and number 1376 in his son's catalogue. It lies nearly parallel to the equatorial line of the instrument, and on intense attention may be seen to blaze in the middle. The half-dozen principal stars form a great Y, with the nebula as the center, but it seems a mere wisp of subdued light, insomuch that my telescope does not afford me even the doubts inspired with a 20-foot reflector, for Herschel remarks that there is a faint, diffused oval light all about it, and that he is almost positive that there is a dark interval or stratum, separating the nucleus and the general mass of the nebula from the light above it. Surely, no illusion, the general form of elongated nebulae is elliptic, says W.H., and their condensation toward the center is almost invariably such as would arise from the superposition of luminous elliptic strata, increasing in density toward the center. This must be another of those vast flat rings seen very obliquely, already spoken of, and is an elegant example of that celestial perspective. It bears due west from Spica, and is 11 degrees distant from that star, forming nearly a right angle with Beta Hydri, which lies 12 degrees to the southward. John Herschel, General Catalogue, GC 3132, GC 3132 equals H 1376 equals HI.43, Ri 12 H 32 meters 44.2s, NPD 100D 50. 14.2, 1860.0, right ascension and north polar distance, VB, VL, E92 deg, VSMBMN. Three observations by W.N.J. Herschel, remarkable, very bright, very large, extremely extended toward position angle 92 deg, very suddenly much brighter toward the middle where there is a nucleus. Remark. Figure in PT 1833 JH 1833, Plate VI, Fig 50, Classical Memoirs of the Royal Astronomical Society, Volume XXXVI, 36, Drawing on Plate V, Fig 22, Dreyer, 1877, GC 3132, H 1376104, Drawings in Lassell, Plate V, Fig 22, Dreyer, and GC 4594, and GC 4594 equals GC 3132 equals H 1376 equals HI.43, Ri 12 H 32 meters 43s, NPD 100 D 51.2, 1860.0, right ascension and north polar distance, VB, VL, E92 deg, VSMBMN. Equals M104 remarkable, very bright, very large, extremely extended toward position angle 92 deg, very suddenly much brighter toward the middle where there is a nucleus. Remark. Figures in PT 1833 JH 1833, Plate XIV, Fig 50, Last 2 Lassell, Memoirs R8S Volume XXXVI, Plate V, Fig 22. Curtis descriptions of 762 nebulae and clusters photographed with the Crossley reflector, PUBL, Lycobs, number 13, part 1, P9, 42, and GC 4594, RA equals 12:34.8, DEC equals 11.47x1.5, NPA 92 DEG, very bright, a remarkable, slightly curved, clear-cut dark lane runs along the entire length to the south of the nucleus, probably the finest known example of this phenomenon. There are very slight traces of spiral whorls. See ABS F11SN, Flammarion, identification of M104 1921. It has the position of the nebula HI.43 found by William Herschel, and is number 4594 of the NGC of Dreyer. We can add it to Messier's catalog and give it the number 104. The result is that Messier's catalog from now on is reckoned as numbering 104 instead of 103. Helen B. Sawyerhog, Re-identification of M104 in Astronomical Journal, Volume 53, P117, 1948, A long overlooked letter by Pierre McCain was found in Bode's jarbook for 1786. He also lists four nebulae which he has discovered, and these should logically be given Messier numbers as follows: NGC 4594 is M104, NGC 3379 is M105, NGC 4258 is M106, and NGC 6171 is M107. Flammarion, from penciled notes in Messier's records, has already suggested the inclusion of NGC 4594 as M104, though this letter published by McCain was apparently unknown to him. Content Karasyov says, Students for the Exploration and Development of Space, accessed September 21, 2007. Text to MP3 by SpokenText.net. Quick and Dirty complied by John-Morris.net. This recording was created using Spoken Text, the free online text-to-audio converter. To learn more about Spoken Text, visit www.spokentext.net.